honest, since 2019, there's been a massive increase in fraudulent scams, and I doubt that there's any household in the country that hasn't been targeted. And I've been raising this issue now for well over a year, but the government have taken no action to address this threat, and I don't understand why you are not acting on this, Taoiseach. Figures released today show that there's a 26% jump in fraudulent scams in the first half of last year, with victims scammed out of €8.6 million in the first 6 months. The government still don't have a multi-annual strategy to deal with financial fraud. It was a key recommendation in the Hamilton report, a government report 3 years ago. You still haven't allowed the banks to have a shared fraud database to tackle fraudsters and protect consumers. The banks have been demanding that you allow this so that they can share live information with the Gardaí in relation to fraud. It is bonkers that we don't have that and legislation hasn't come from the Department of Justice in relation to that. And despite the fact that other jurisdictions have taken action to sanction online platforms who host fraudulent content and scams, there's been no action here whatsoever. So can I ask you, why are the government not taking any action on any of these matters that have been raising for a year, despite an explosion of scams and people being stolen millions of euros from each year?
Last year, Corley, just to thank Deputy Doherty for raising the issue, and he has put in a number of PQs on this issue, and we have discussed it before, just to reassure him that there is work on the way. My department is working very closely with the Central Bank, with the Department of Justice. There is a legislation emerging at an EU level as well in terms of Payment Services Directive number 3. There will be enhanced authentication requirements, but I'll set out in writing to the Deputy a comprehensive reply on the issue.
Is the Department of Justice... Deputy, please.